Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, Mars, today we're diving into a topic that's super high yield for the surgery shelf and step 2CK, Phyllodes tumors of the breast. It's one of those rare but testable entities that often shows up in vignettes that seem benign.
Let's go. So, are we talking about another run-of-the-mill breast mass, or is there a juicy twist to these? Because if it's just a fibroadenoma clone, my brain is going to check out.
Nah, this ain't no basic fibroadenoma. While they are rare fibroepithelial breast tumors, they're similar to fibroadenomas, but tend to be larger, grow faster, and usually pop up in slightly older women. And here's the kicker, Mars. They can be benign, borderline, or malignant, with about 10 to 20% actually being malignant.
Okay, so that's the twist. Rapid growth in an older patient. So what's the key pearl to differentiate this on the exam? Like, if I see rapidly growing in the vignette, what's my first thought?
Bingo. The major pearl for the shelf. A rapidly growing, smooth, mobile breast mass should make you think Phyllodes, not just a fibroadenoma. And listen up, surgical hopefuls. Even in young women, if you see a rapidly growing mass, you always biopsy it. Don't just observe like you might with a typical fibroadenoma.
Word. So we're not just watching this thing get bigger, we're taking action. What kind of action are we talking about then? Is it just a simple scoop it out job?
Not quite, my friend. Unlike fibroadenomas, Phyllodes tumors must be surgically excised with wide margins. Why? Because they are infamous for local recurrence. If you just enucleate them, meaning show them out without good margins, there's about a 20% recurrence rate. That's a high risk of coming back for more, and nobody wants that.
Yikes, 20%'s no joke. So wide excision is the move, got it. Now, for the real brain buster, how do these things spread if they are malignant? Is it through the lymphatics, like most breast cancers?
Ah, you thought you had me with that one, but that's a common trick on the exam. Phyllodes tumors are unique because they spread through the bloodstream, not via the lymphatic system like DCIS or infiltrating ductal carcinoma. So, what does that mean for our surgical plan, team?
No axillary node dissection. That's huge. You're saving the patient a whole lot of potential morbidity like lymphedema. So, if they spread via blood, where's the most common spot to find them if they decide to go rogue?
Great question, Mars. The most common site for metastasis if the Phyllodes tumor is malignant is the lungs. So when you're following these patients, especially after surgery for a malignant or borderline Phyllodes tumor, you need to keep a keen eye on their pulmonary status.
That's clutch information for monitoring and follow-up. Oh, and Chris, isn't there a unique pathologic feature we should know for test day?
Absolutely. Pathology on biopsy shows a characteristic leaf-like pattern under the microscope, which is a key clue in question stem. So remember that. Leaf-like architecture equals Phyllodes. Let's end this on your five high-yield facts for Phyllodes tumors. One. Phyllodes tumors are rare fibroepithelial breast tumors that are similar to fibroadenomas, but tend to be larger, faster growing, and occur in slightly older women. Two, a rapidly growing, smooth, mobile breast mass should prompt suspicion for a Phyllodes tumor, requiring biopsy for diagnosis and look for the leaf-like architecture. Three, unlike fibroadenomas, Phyllodes tumors must be surgically excised with wide margins due to their tendency for local recurrence. Just enucleating them can lead to a 20% recurrence rate. That's a high risk of coming back for more, and nobody wants that. Four, Phyllodes tumors spread hematogenously, not lymphatically, meaning axillary node dissection is generally not indicated. And five, the lungs are a common site for metastases if the Phyllodes tumor is malignant.
All right, team, good job today. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Later, everybody. Bye.